2 Kings chapter 24. In his days Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. 3520 AH 522 BC. And the Lord Jehovah sent against him armies of the Chaldees, and armies of the Syrians, and armies of the Moabites, and armies of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah which he spoke by his servants the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord Jehovah this came upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight, for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did. And also for the innocent blood that he shed, because he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord Jehovah would not pardon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiakim his son reigned in his place. And the king of Egypt did not come again any more out of his land. Because the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates all that belonged to the king of Egypt. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. And his mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah according to all that his father had done. At that time the servants of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came against the city, and his servants laid siege to it. And Jehoiakim the king of Judah went out to the king of Babylon, he, and his mother, and his servants, and his princes, and his officers. And the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign. And he carried out from there all the treasures of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah and the treasures of the king's house, and cut in pieces all the vessels of gold which Solomon king of Israel had made in the temple of the Lord Jehovah, as the Lord Jehovah had said. And he carried away all Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths. No one remained, except the poorest sort of the people of the land 3528 AH 514 BC. And he carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his officers, and the mighty of the land, those he carried into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. And all the men of might, even 7,000, and craftsmen and smiths 1,000, all that were strong and apt for war, even them the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah his father's brother king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Right of Jehovah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign 3529 AH 513 BC, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. Because through the anger of the Lord Jehovah it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon.